little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Nice to see you both.
Thanks.
Your wife, obviously.
Oh, yeah, lots of burn on his file.
Yeah, perfect.
Right, it all started when I saw Dr. Bowler for my medication review. She took me for blood pressure while I was here, and she says it's up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
She said make an appointment to see the nurse and come back. So that I did. I saw the nurse. She took it twice, and she said it is up a bit.
Okay.
So I took I had to go back to see her.
Yeah.
I took my own readings for a week.
Yeah.
And she worked an average out.
Perfect.
And it's just above...
The ideal level.
A little bit up.
Yeah, okay.
So she says, make an appointment to see the doctor and let the doctor decide what's going to be done. Because your pressure is up a little bit. And since then, I've been taking my blood pressure readings again.
Yes.
And I find they've been down a lot more.
Oh, wow.
Than the last time I was here.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And you're, can I just double check? So, all about your blood pressure today.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you're hoping to raise today?
His blood results.
And your blood results.
My blood results that came in.
So, we'll talk about those as well, because they're going to be helpful.
Right.
Okay. Well, these are better, aren't they?
Yeah.
As you mentioned. So, we'll work out a new average and we'll talk about what, if anything, that we need to do in that respect, if that's okay. What do you understand about blood pressure?
Not too great. Not like it's dangerous if it's too low and it's dangerous if it's too high.
Well, absolutely. So you've got no symptoms related to your blood pressure. You never had a heart attack or a stroke or angina or anything like that.
No.
And you don't have any problems with narrowing of your blood vessels to your legs, so you don't get any pain when you exercise.
I've got varicose veins.
Varicose veins, okay. But your arteries are okay, so when you walk, you don't get pain in your calves or anything like that.
No.
Okay, and no problems with your kidneys or anything like that?
Not far down the road, of late, no.
Great, okay. So you're already on 3 tablets that are for your blood pressure, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and how are you tolerating all of those?
All right.
Do you find it okay to remember to take them all?
Oh, yeah.
And you've not had any side effects with those? No cough with the Ramipril?
No.
Swelling of your ankles with the amlodipine or anything like that? And you're not too tired with being on the A10 a lot?
No. I mean, we go for a bit of walks and everything every day. Like,
so you're active, so you're doing a lot of the right things.
I try to move about as much as I can, because I do suffer with a lot of back pains.
Was that something you wanted to address today, or are you mostly about your blood pressure today?
No, I'll get over that. I've had it for 20 odd years.
Sure.
So.
And you're on finasteride to help you with your waterworks, and your waterworks are okay?
Yeah, I go regular, no bother.
Okay. Yeah. Certainly taking the new average of your blood pressure, providing your blood pressure machine is okay, then they would suggest that you're controlled to a target that I'd be much more comfortable with. So your average systolic blood pressure, which is the top blood pressure, is around about 130 now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which actually is good.
It's good, yeah.
And there's probably not much benefit in further increasing your blood pressure tablets, but I can go through that with you if you like in a minute. Because I've got a new tool to do that. And of the lower blood pressures, your diastolic blood pressure, the average of those is now about 65.
Uh-huh.
So they seem to be okay.
Okay.
Can you explain why it was higher before?
I don't know. I can't get one.
Not really?
Not really.
I mean, you were taking the medications.
Yeah.
Have we already talked about the other things that you can do that make a difference to your blood pressure?
Not really. What do you mean by that?
Well, so you're doing the exercise already.
Yeah.
Your diet has a strong influence. Your salt intake has an influence.
I don't use salt. I don't use salt.
Okay, so that's useful to know. Yeah. Can I double check about your alcohol consumption as well?
Well, roughly about what it's always been. I never go too far over the top.
No. You're not a big drinker, are you?
No.
How many units a week would you say you get through?
I don't know, really. I mean, I go out about 3 times a week, but it's only a couple of pints, you know.
Okay. So a total of 6 pints in a week, and that's 12 units in a week, which is acceptable, isn't it? That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And you've never been a smoker?
I did years and years ago.
A long time ago.
1960 when
Good. So it
wasn't
done
very
well.
Great. I've got sense.
Well, I've got, if it's helpful for us to do it at the moment, I've got a really helpful tool that I can give you to take away,
mm-hmm.
or we could look at it together today.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a computer at home.
No, not now.
No, okay.
Your computer's just about finished. It's gone down. So.
Oh, what a shame. Have you got any access to the internet at all?
No, not now.
Any friends or family that you could use in that respect?
No, I don't see anybody.
I don't see my sister very often.
Okay.
And my son's is living down in London.
In that case, I'll go through it with you today so that you can see it using my computer, because this is quite a useful thing for me to show to you the sort of things where we should take an interest.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put some numbers down on this for you. So this is brand new, and this is going to be attached to our next patient newsletter to tell them about how to assess their own risk of heart disease and strokes. So you're absolutely right. We want to protect your heart and protect you from getting strokes, and that's why we take an interest in your blood pressure. So it's worthwhile carrying on with your blood pressure tablets, I think, from what we know about you already. But there are various different things that will help protect your heart for the future, and this is about trying to help you with your choices. So I'm going to take some numbers from your records. So your average top blood pressure, we're going to put down as, why don't we put it down as 135, because that seems to be what your most recent averages have been showing, which is great. You're on blood pressure tablets at the moment, so yes for that. And we need to know your cholesterol number. And your cholesterol number, last time it was checked, you're not on a cholesterol tablet, are you?
No.
So your serum cholesterol was 4.3, which is a good number, like a healthy number.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But your HDL cholesterol, which is your good cholesterol, is also good at 1.4. So those numbers are really healthy and good. We also need your height in centimetres. So I'm going to take that from your records, because I'm sure that you can't remember what it is in centimetres. So I'll take that from here as well. So 166. And your weight is 75 kilos. Those are all the numbers that I need for using this computer program that I'm going to go to now. So the computer program, all people need to do if they're looking it up online, is go to the CVD risk calculator.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this is the absolute CVD risk benefit calculator. CVD stands for cerebral vascular disease, so damage to blood vessels. And the area that we're interested in is trying to compare you with people in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So we use QRisk 2 data to try and predict the future for you, because we've known what's happened to people in the past. So your age now is?
I'm 79.
79. So we're going to put you down as a non-smoker, because you've not smoked for so long and you don't have diabetes. Your top blood pressure, your systolic blood pressure, we're going to put down as 135, and you're on blood pressure treatment.
Yes.
And then your total cholesterol, we're going to put down as 4.3. Your HDL cholesterol, we're going to put down as 1.4. Anybody in your family, this is brothers and sisters or parents, who's had a heart attack or angina before the age of 60?
But the only one before 60, I think the only one I know of is my father.
Okay, how old was he?
He died when he was 60.
When he was 60, so on the cusp of it, but we'll say
1960.
We'll say that.
Yeah.
But your kidneys have been fine, and you don't have a rheum problem with your heart, and you don't have rheumatoid arthritis. So we'll put your height in there, which is 166 centimetres. We put your weight in there as well, and that's 75 kilograms. And that will then come up with a risk number. And that risk number for you is, over the next 10 years, if you do nothing, and from what you've told me, you're already doing something, you're already doing some really healthy stuff, but if you did nothing, then your risk of having a heart attack or stroke or angina would be, according to this program, 31%. So what can you do that's going to make a difference with that? Now, your question when you came in here, well, do I need any extra help with my blood pressure?
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking, because your blood pressure is so good, that might not be helpful, but why don't we ask the computer program to see if that will help us? So we're going to click on that. So adding in a blood pressure tablet could still give you potential benefit. So you're not quite controlled perfectly. And in fact, this computer program would suggest to me, and it seems to be working for the age of 79 as well, but it is suggesting to me, I think it maybe the borderline is the age of 80, where we find it difficult to predict the future. But 79 seems to be okay for this program. So this is telling me that although we weren't certain, then actually blood pressure control is worthwhile targeting. That could be through a tablet, or it could be by a different method.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take you through all the other different methods that could be. So this leaflet And I'm sorry it's in such small writing, right. But I tried to fit it onto two pages so that people can read it. Uh-huh. What's your eyesight like?
Well, not too bad. I mean...
Okay, you might need a magnifying glass for this, but have a read of it, and it tells...
I can see that.
It tells you all the things that help with your blood pressure. Now, you already told me that you don't have salt.
No, I don't take salt, no.
So that protects you, and that brings your blood pressure down. You've already told me that you have a relatively healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
But we could talk about what a healthy diet can do for you in a second, if that's okay. You're obviously exercising regularly, because you mentioned that, and that's really important. And this leaflet tells you a bit more about what do I mean by regular exercise.
Yeah.
You're not a drinker, so that's important. Here's a thing that you probably won't know about, is that if you add 30 grams of flaxseed to your diet every day, that will reduce your blood pressure on average by 15 points.
Mm.
So that's harmless. It's just a cereal grain.
Oh, okay. I see. Right.
So you add it maybe to your cereal,
and
it seems to be reducing blood pressures. Right. So there's good evidence that we know that it's safe, it doesn't cause any harm, but it's worthwhile giving that a go. Right. And that might be something that you would have. So I'll highlight this on here for you. And if you're overweight, and you're not particularly overweight.
No, not really.
Then there's the potential that that will bring your blood pressure down as well.
Yeah.
So those are things that you could think about. So blood pressure tablets, although we kind of thought, oh, I wonder if that's important or not, it might still be. So we're going to come back to that if that's okay. Physical activity, I mentioned that. Again, that's really...
Just a bit walking every day, more or less, you know, that keep on the move.
Yeah. What I mean by that is, ideally, 150 minutes a week, divided amongst the week, of exercise that's fast enough to make you a little bit out of breath, but not so out of breath that you can't talk, so you can walk and chat at the same time. So that's a good thing. That's as protective as taking the extra blood pressure tablets. So that saves about 8 people over the course of 10 years. So that's really worthwhile doing. So carry on with that. A healthy diet, I'm going to mention a little bit more about that. But the best diet that we've got has got great evidence behind it, and that's called the Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to know more about the Mediterranean diet, I'm happy to give you a leaflet about that at the end of today's consultation. Yeah. And that protects 9 people out of those 33 that are destined otherwise to have heart attacks or strokes or angina.
Right.
So I'll give you a leaflet about that at the end of the consultation. Yeah. So adding in the flaxseed to the Mediterranean diet gives you a diet, gives you potential extra benefit. So that's worthwhile doing. Are you on a statin?
No.
So this is the other medication that you might want to consider. So if it gave you a statin, there's the potential that that would prevent 11 people from having heart attacks, stroke, or angina, which is even better than the blood pressure tablets. So if you were to decide on a tablet today with me that you wanted to go for to protect you from heart attacks or strokes, then the statin has potentially more benefit for you.
I was asked quite a while back about the statin, and I didn't want to take it.
Because of?
We know people who's been crippled taking it.
Yeah, okay. Well, most of the side effects from statin are with taking high doses of it. So we could put you on a low dose and see how you go with it. And most of those side effects are reversible. So if you get side effects with the statin, you can always stop it. But the commonest thing, about 1 in 10 people will have significant muscle aches and pains. That's the most common thing.
The muscles are terrible.
Do you want to go into more detail about the potential side effects with taking statins?
No, I think it's... I'm still dubious whether to take it or not.
You could have a wee think about it and then come back to me and let me know. But as I say, in terms of a medication, it's more beneficial than taking an extra blood pressure tablet for you. So that would be worthwhile thinking about. And you're not a smoker, but that would be a priority for people that are smokers. So that's where I'm going to leave it in terms of rating what your risks are. So I, like you, I'm going to put circles around these. We're going to recommend that you think about a low-dose statin. We're going to recommend that you think about an additional blood pressure tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's only certain ones that will do that job, but there's one more that I could put you on at a low dose that might give you additional benefit with your blood pressure.
Yeah.
But you might actually want to do the flaxseed and the exercise and the diet anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give you a leaflet anyway. Do you feel ready to make a decision about any other tablets, or do you want to think about it first?
I'll have a bit of thought, I think.
So the physical activity is worthwhile. Yeah. You're going to have a wee think about an extra blood pressure tablet, and then you're going to come back to me. Would it be easier for you to talk on the phone or face-to-face?
I'd rather come down, yeah.
So what I'll do for you in that case is give you a priority booking pass. So when you've made your decision, or when you want to come back and discuss it further, you make an appointment to see me or one of the team, and then we'll decide on what your next step is. So that's to take away with you today.
Right.
Ideally, for you to use it on a computer if you've got access to one, but otherwise we can use the computer again next time if you want to, just to go through those options. But that's really helpful to have your most recent blood pressure. And I'll record that in your record as well. Okay. Any questions?
I want the diet leaflet.
I'll give you that too,
I'm always interested in, I believe, in eating the right food while I'm taking tablets.
So all of those things that are not to do with tablets, you can do them anyway, but that gives you some guidance as to how to do that in particular, what's the best evidence behind it. I'll give you this leaflet about the Mediterranean diet, which is a starter, but you're then going to need to do some research on the internet about recipes for it and do shopping lists. So you need to make some changes. Yeah. So involving the two of you in that project would be really helpful. And my nurse could support you with that. Or alternatively, if you're finding it a bit difficult, I can refer you to a dietitian and they can support you too.
Yeah.
Right. Any questions?
No. The blood test last week.
That was the other thing. You wanted to just double check with me as well, wasn't it? And I think they were reassuring, but I'll double check with you. So your blood sugar level was good?
It's good, isn't it?
That's the one for interest.
I think that was what they were a little bit concerned. I think on the previous one before that was just slightly up.
Yeah, no, that's been entirely reassuring. Keeping an eye on your weight and making sure that doesn't go up, I think, is quite important. But I'm really, really happy with your blood test results. Your blood sugars are very healthy, and your kidneys look very healthy too.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Homework for you both.
Yes.
All right. And feel free to give me a telephone call if you want, but otherwise come back and see me again once you've made a decision. Thank you for those.
Thank you.
And that's really helpful to bring that sort of data in next time you see me.
Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Sit down. Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.